Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Beth Darlington from the Owl's Nest. Welcome, Beth.
Hi, thanks for having us, Scott.
This is such a beautiful location. You're located between Syracuse and North Webster. It's just, we're out here in the woods in a beautiful event center. But you have a kind of a special event coming up here.
Yes, we do, actually. We are going to have a ladies' night here at the Owl's Nest on Thursday, February the 13th. We're going to be calling it our Galentine's Soiree.
Ooh, Galentine's Soiree. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so it's going to be a high-end event. Again, Thursday, February the 13th. We're going to open the doors at 6:30. We're going to have several vendors here that are going to be offering services or different tables and pop-up shops that you can shop from. Two exciting things that are involved in the ticket price are two different options for make and takes. One would be with our Flower House Studio vendor, who is Brittany Lyons, and she will be helping guide our guests do a floating floral frame.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's actually really beautiful. And then Carla from Syracuse Florals, Dynamic Florals, she'll be here doing a live bouquet of flowers that you can take home with your for yourself as well that evening.
Yeah.
So you'll actually make and take two beautiful floral arrangements with you, and that is included in the price of your ticket.
Oh, okay. Great. And you have other vendors that will be here as well.
Yes. We'll have two boutiques here. We'll have Finley & Company, and we will have MAC Clothing Boutique. We'll also have the Beauty Bar here doing permanent jewelry. We will have Ace Hardware here with a lot of awesome little fun Galentine and Valentine trinkets that you can buy for your friends or your significant other to the next day to give as a gift. We will have Fresh Aesthetics here doing small mini facial consultations. We're going to have tons of giveaways. We're also going to have Sweet Exchange here, and she will be bringing a bunch of sweet treats that you can buy and take with you as well that night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So this is, how does someone sign up for this? How do they register?
So we have a couple different options. You can go on Facebook and leave me a message, or you can call me directly. You can see on Facebook where our ad is. We do have limited tickets, and we still have about 15 available. So if anybody is interested, I would suggest that they get a hold of a ticket fairly soon.
Oh, wow. So only 15 tickets available.
15 left.
Left, right.
Yep. They are $80 a ticket. But that will also include a glass of champagne. We will have some really nice high-end hors d'oeuvres available. And we will have wine tasting here with one of our wine reps.
Oh, sounds awesome.
Yeah, so it should be a great event. We're really hoping that people will be excited and want to come on out.
Yeah, well, you heard it here. Come out to the Owl's Nest on February
13th.
February 13th for our Galentine's celebration. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I'm excited for this Biz Buzz. We're up here in North Webster, Indiana at Pro Wake Water Sports. It's a cold February day, but I'm here with Jenna, sales and event coordinator for Pro Wake, and you've got a great event coming up.
Yes, we have our third annual in-house boat show. It's starting February 6th through the 16th. We have some very special highlights on both Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
The first Saturday is February 8th.
That's today. Come on out.
Yes, it's coming up. Oh, yes, today. We have the Hop Lore here serving craft beer and wine. We have the Twisted Tiki food truck set up inside so you don't have to wait out in the cold to get your food. We brought in some special furniture from Caliber Design. We have very good boat show prices going on. On February 15th, next Saturday, we are toning it down a little bit because it's Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes.
We have some sweet treats made by a local bakery that we're going to be passing out. So bring your kids. We have the Watchman Coffee Cart coming from Fort Wayne. They're serving up like specialty gourmet coffees, stuff like that. So we have a lot planned for the next couple of weeks.
And you've got so many boats here that people can see inside where it's warm, talk to the actual salespeople here. You don't have to go to fight the traffic with 10,000 other people or whatever. And the boats are just amazing. You've got speed boats. You've got some like vintage looking boats, but they're brand new. You've got huge pontoon boats. What a selection you have here. In fact, you say Valentine's Day is coming up. Well, gosh, maybe if I take a picture of one of the boats and put it on the bathroom mirror, maybe my wife will get a hint that I want her to come up and buy a boat. Do you hear that, Debbie?
Yes, definitely bring her in. She would probably enjoy the coffee cart. Yes. That's what we're hoping for. We do have a wide variety of boats. We have over 20 boats inside. We have everything from your triple tune, pontoons to, you know, your basic pontoons, like fishing pontoons. We have our Scouts. We have our Lancer Craft, which were the vintage ones you were talking about.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Yeah, they're really cool. We have our Moombas and our Supras, our Barlettas, our Harris, and our Sylvans.
Yeah, and you have a surf shop too, if I want some apparel.
Yes, our surf shop is here. We brought it in-house for the boat show. We also have a bigger surf shop up in Syracuse. Everything here and there is 40% off during our boat show.
That's fantastic. So on a really cold February day, I can forget that. I can come to your in-house boat show and look at all these gorgeous boats and eat some great food.
Yes, and our surf shop sells teeny weeny beanies. It's not just, everybody thinks it's just towels and bathing suits. We have hoodies and flannels and jackets and beanies.
So if it's a cold, cold day and I'm getting the chills, I can come here?
Yes. Great. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Tell us where you're located, just in case people don't know where you're located. Tell us where you're located. Yep.
I know it's weird. It's a Leesburg address, but we're actually just outside of North Webster by what we call the new Lassus around here.
Yes,
but the Lassus on Armstrong. So I like to call it North Webster.
Yeah, just about the corner of Armstrong Road and State Road 13, just south of North Webster.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Jenna. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm honored to be at Ivy Tech with Tony Booker, the Director of Community Engagement. Welcome, Tony.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. It's been a great pleasure getting to know you better and working with you over the last year in my new position here.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you as one of our Chamber Ambassadors. You attend a lot of meetings and really do a great job of promoting Ivy Tech.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it very much.
You've been here like 3 years now. Is that right?
That's right. Next month will be 3 years. I started here as an assistant director of admissions. Most of my career in higher ed over about almost 18 years has been in enrollment and admissions. I've worked in Tennessee, Kansas, Michigan, and Indiana here, and it's been a great ride.
Yeah. Now, where are you from originally?
I was born and raised in Chicago. Now, when most people say that, they mean a suburb. I was actually born and raised right in the city.
Oh, wow.
So yes.
Cubs, White Sox?
Definitely Cubs.
Okay.
But I did move with my mom back to her, Flint, Michigan, where she's from originally.
Oh, okay.
So I'm also a huge Lions fan.
Well, there you go. There you go. Awesome. So what's a director of community engagement? What do you do?
Well, my role is a lot like yours. I am trying to bring folks together. So I want to expose all the great things Ivy Tech has to offer to the community, and I want to bring the community to Ivy Tech. So last year we had some great events. We had a great Black History Month celebration last year that I want to talk about, the new one coming up fairly soon. And we've had several other events on campus. And then last week was a fantastic event that we partnered with OrthoWorks and KEDCO on.
Oh, tell us about it.
Well, we had a manufacturer roundtable at our OMTC, our tech center. And then over here in Miller Hall, we had a reception and followed by a entrepreneur social. And it was fantastic. Our partners with KEDCO and OrthoWorks, all of us did a great job putting it together in a fairly quick fashion.
Yeah. Well, it was a great event. I attended the entrepreneur one and Rob attended the manufacturer's roundtable. Thank you so much. I mean, I know a lot of people's eyes were open. A lot of people, maybe that was the first time they've been at Ivy Tech.
Yeah, and that's part of what my role is here is I want to let business and industry know what Ivy Tech can do for them. We have so many programs that can help with recruitment and retention of employees, anything from our AYD, Achieve Your Degree program, where most companies have some sort of tuition program for their employees, a reimbursement or a payment. We can work with that employer to where they actually have a deferred payment that they know that their employee met some certain criteria. Mm-hmm. Then the employer is billed. Then we also have some apprenticeship programs, and then we have some non-academic skills training that we can offer employers, which is really custom to what their specific needs are.
Oh man, I know. Every time I come out here, I'm just amazed at, first of all, how beautiful the campus is. Yes. And the building is, and as well as just the huge array of classes and everything that you offer.
Can you believe this building is 13 years old already?
No.
It looks like it's brand new out of the box.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, and a matter of fact, our next 8-week enrollment is March 17th. So please come on by, call, write, send up a carrier pigeon, anything to let us know you may be interested.
Sure. So you give tours?
Absolutely. We'll give tours. We'll work through the entire enrollment process with someone, and we'll make sure this is a right fit for them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know my daughter came out, and you were very, very honest with my daughter when she applied, and I really appreciate it because she wasn't ready. And you could tell that, and you told her, you just looked right at her. You didn't, but your admission said, do you want to go to college? And she said, no. And she said, well, then maybe the time isn't. But I appreciate that honesty.
Absolutely. And for a lot of students, the time isn't right at that very moment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, eventually that becomes a necessity for them. Mm-hmm. And then we're happy to work with them.
Well, I hope you get her in here soon, Tony. So tell us what you have coming up in the near future.
Well, in the near future, once again, is our classes, our second 8 weeks of the spring semester coming up March 17th. And then in early March, we'll also be registering students for summer and next fall as well.
Okay.
And so we have a lot of exciting things coming in. Pay attention in the next couple months because Ivy Tech Community College, Warsaw/Kosciuszko County, is going to be making some seriously cool announcements.
Oh, man, you're teasing us.
Absolutely, Elm. So please pay attention to that as well. Now, as far as something else coming up that we're very proud of is this will be the second year in a row that we've had a program for Black History Month, celebrating Black History Month. And this year we have Curtis Chrysler, who is the Indiana Poet Laureate, coming here. Mm-hmm. And it will be on February 12th from 10 to 11:30.
Oh, wow.
And lunch will be provided afterward. Oh, nice. And what he's planning on doing, and we're hoping, is he will talk about his life. He's from Gary, and you know that helps bring an interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll talk about his education, his influences. He'll do some readings. And later on in the day, I'm working with the Warsaw Public Library because he wants to do something later in the evening as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So for anyone that can't make it to this event, mm-hmm. they can come to the library, and we'll be sending out word about that as well here fairly soon.
That's fantastic. Now, do you have like a website, a Facebook site? How do people find out about all the things?
Sure, absolutely. They can go to ivytech.edu, and from there they can navigate anywhere. They can navigate directly to our location. They can navigate to specific programs to this location and contact information. And really, I mean, hey, most people know where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're right on 30, right by Family Express, right by Medtronic.
Right.
Just come on by. It's only a few minutes away from wherever you are.
Well, that's fantastic, Tony. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Well, we appreciate the support of the community. We have been in this area since 1979. I don't think most people realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been a strong contributor to the economic development of this community, and we'll continue to do so.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Tony. And if you have an interest in Ivy Tech, come out and see Tony.
Absolutely.
Glad to talk to you.
Yep.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.